you?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Gardner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Look out below! Oh, boy!
Good morning, my mini friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. A man in Springfield, Massachusetts, was arrested the other day when he tried to steal 75 bottles of hand lotion from Bath and Body Works. When asked why he was stealing 75 bottles of hand lotion, he replied, you do know that the Lingerie Bowl is on TV on Sunday, right?
Whoa! Whoa!
Now, silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pit load of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Teddy, go to your dressing room. I'll come talk to you in a second.
I will be in my dressing room.
Yeah, that's what I just... Anyway.
Podcast Sonic.
What are you doing?
Oh, just working on the Saskatchewan jingle.
Oh, are you? Do you have something in mind for Saskatchewan chat?
I've got, you know, Saskatchewan. I don't know, I'm just rolling in it right from there.
Okay.
You know, I just thought we could do a little brainstorming.
Okay. Saskatchewan chat. Saskatchewan, it's where it's at.
Exactly.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love it.
I was on the Twitter yesterday after. Do you know who Simon Osler is?
Let me check. Nope.
Simon Osler is a reporter for CTV. And he's probably on his way to work right now listening to us talk about Saskatchewan. I think he starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. But he was on the Twitter yesterday wondering whether Saskatchewan was ever going to become a reality. And with a jingle like you and I just came up with, how could it not become a reality?
It's gas to go from Sonic 1029.
I have an idea for your Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, sure, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And your idea hopefully isn't don't do it.
No, you put it the theme song to the sound of the Spider-Man.
Saskatchewan.
There you go.
Oh.
That, you know.
Nothing rhymes with Saskatchewan. Exports wheat and potash. The premier has a big mustache. Look out. Here comes Saskatchewan. Suddenly, I sort of feel like Saskatchewan maybe doesn't have legs.
Hey.
I gotta go.
It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
Rhonda, what can I do for you today?
I want to give you a female forbidden lust.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. You know, have you noticed the trend here with forbidden lust? It's all guys.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Okay, here we go. Forbidden lust.
Benicio del Toro.
But isn't he kind of hot, though?
He's amazingly hot.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be embarrassed to tell your girlfriends when you're out purse shopping or whatever it is you girls do.
But he's like an ugly hot. He's not like hot.
Yeah, Benicio del Toro, that guy is a solid actor too.
He's amazing.
God, that guy's good.
Yeah, my favorite is The Way of the Gun. It's a great movie.
Uh-huh. Sorry, we're not qualifying this one as a forbidden lust, sorry. Amber, right. Amber buzzed you out there because she says Benicio del Toro is hot any way you look at it. Forbidden lust is about those people that you feel like you should be ashamed that you think they're hot.
Like, well, I kind of am.
Nah, I don't understand that. Well,
I told my husband Benicio del Toro, and he just about gagged. Like, he couldn't get it.
Remember the girl? I don't know if you were listening to this show a couple of years ago, or if we had to win you over from one of the good shows. But a girl called in a couple of years ago, and she had it real bad. Her forbidden lust. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Stephen Harper.
Yeah, no. That's forbidden.
She said, especially when he was rocking the blue blazer.
Yeah, no, that is a forbidden, embarrassing. Yeah, no, that's not too hot.
Gas to go from Sonic
1029. Hi, I'm calling about the forbidden lust for
females. Well, it's about time that we got some of the ladies on the forbidden lust train.
I agree, and I'm with you on the Benicio del Toro. I think he's hot too, and I don't think it counts.
No. See, I don't want people to get the impression that I'm on the radio going, God, that Benicio del Toro's hot. because as a male, that's threatening. But no, I had to disqualify him. Well, Amber helped disqualify him too, because I don't know that anybody should be ashamed that they think. That would be like me going on the radio and going, well, forbidden lust, Megan Fox.
You know, although I think she's kind of generic, but yeah.
Oh, she's got crazy thumbs, too, we discovered.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Okay, who's yours?
I think my forbidden love, Alex Trebek.
That is what we're talking about.
Meow.
That
man is hot.
Is it because of his perceived smarts, or is this a physical thing?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. He can properly pronounce every single language.
But it's written for him on cue cards. And do you like the way he, when he says, I can't stand this, when people, English people, like you and me, we go to pronounce a French word and we pour on the accent while we pronounce the, he does that. Alex Trebek is a perfect example of a forbidden lust.
And I've yet to find anybody agree with me, female or male, and I find that really surprising. He's handsome, he's well-dressed, he's well-spoken, he's smart.
Do you like mustache Alex Trebek or clean-shaven Alex Trebek?
I'm going to go with clean-shaven.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mustache kind of has the creep.
Okay, your words, not mine.
From Sonic 1029.
I just wanted to call in a forbidden lust if I could.
Good. I'm glad that we're getting the female perspective now.
Excellent. Okay. Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
I have loved him since I was like 12.
Really? Now, is it is it his personality or is this purely physical?
A little bit both.
Really?
Yes.
Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I missed him when he came here. I just moved here and didn't know where anything was.
So you didn't get to go see his stand-up show. Did you hear his interview? Did you hear him when he was here on this show?
No.
Ugh.
You got to have him in your little studio?
Yeah, he was sitting right beside me. Worst interview of my life.
Lucky.
Yeah, and you know what? He's one of these sunglasses inside guys.
Really?
Yep. He had the mirrored shades on the whole time. Wouldn't answer any questions, kept asking me questions. I hated that.
Oh, that's
I got really annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty douchey of him. But,
well, no. Maybe he's a good guy. But look, these guys get paraded around all these zany morning shows where the morning show host makes them do crazy stunts. And he probably paints us all with the same brush. And that's not really my approach when somebody comes into the studio, but yet their guard is up. And I think maybe that's what was going on with Pauly Shore. He didn't know what was going to happen.
Maybe next time.
What's your first name?
Ashley.
Ashley, this is a good forbidden lust. Thanks for calling.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Hi, Garner. You're talking about forbidden lust?
Yeah, we finally started getting calls from some of the Sonic girls today because I'm not going to lie to you. Forbidden lust turned into a bit of a sausage fest.
Ugh. Don't you just love it when a bunch of guys are all around?
Well, no, it was just one guy after another talking about who he thinks is hot. It's good to hear who the Sonic girls find hot.
I think Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And you know what my favorite part is?
You're just saying that to be shocking.
No. I thought he was hot for the longest time. I think he's so fine. And his son, the one with the little shaved underneath and then the braid going down the back. What's his name, like Lionel or Linus or something?
Really?
I think they're both foxy.
So you would like to be the meat in the Dog the Bounty Hunter sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You caught me. Except I don't think my boobs are big enough.
Yeah, his...
He's digging some girls with some pretty large...
Yeah. Items. Beth was born without the self-conscious gene.
Yeah, I know, hey?
Yeah.
But she's lost weight. Have you watched the show recently?
No, not lately. I think it's a horrible show, but let me say this. As far as Dog and Beth go, I love the fact that this is a couple madly crazy in love with each other.
And they're hunting down criminals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect.
Seriously, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, he's so fine.
Even what do you? What are those things that he wears on his biceps with the feathers that hang off him? What is the purpose of that?
To show how big his muscles are.
That's all those are for, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hey, Garner, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. A little bit of follow-up information for you. I was the one who witnessed a friend slash acquaintance in a homemade pornographic material type movie.
Yes. Hang on a second here. Hang on. I got to sit down for this. There we go. Just let me light my pipe. Now, the story was this. You were home alone on a Friday night, and you were visiting adult websites. And yeah. You were watching a video, and you looked and went, oh, my God, I know that girl. And you were wondering whether you should tell her, right?
Absolutely. I wasn't sure that she was aware that the video was even there. It's kind of like one of those, it's set up at a weird angle, and nobody ever acknowledges the camera, and I just didn't think she's the type of girl who would let somebody videotape her.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said that you needed to let her know, but she's not a good friend of yours. She's an acquaintance. She's somebody in your circle that you see from time to time, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And I said that in that case, what you need to do is you need to let her know, but you need to do one of those letters like they used to do in the movie where you cut the letters out of the newspapers and magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you let her know.
And, well, that's where it really ends. It's not that exciting. I dropped the letter off anonymously, and she's never mentioned it to anybody, so I don't know how to approach her now and say, so, did you get any interesting mail today?
No, your work is done here. As much as we all want to know what her reaction to that letter was, we're likely not going to find out, which is sad. But unfortunately, the purpose of the anonymous letter is to remain anonymous.
I just don't want to go out on a cliffhanger. We need some conclusion here.
Maybe she's listening.
Maybe I'll just leave a bunch of magazines laying around my apartment with the letters cut out and invite her over one day.
Yeah. Wow, you're really into cutting up magazines. Maybe she's listening right now. That would be awesome. If she
that would work out very well, but I don't think she listens. I think she listens to country type music.
Mm.
But I'm sure she's got friends who are probably listening. I got a lot of friends who listen to Sonic.
I would love to hear from her. I want to hear from amateur porn girl and find out. I think what is most important to me is I want to know whether she knew her boyfriend was posting this stuff, or maybe she posted it.
Because that would take things in a whole new different direction.
Yeah. What did you say in the letter, by the way?
Basically, I can only fit so many letters on a page when you're cutting up magazines. So I said, you should go to this website. I believe you're a star in a video there. And just left it at that.
Wow. And you actually did cut letters out of a magazine to do this?
Yeah, I went to a store and I bought the only magazine I could find. I got a Cosmo now sitting around my house.
With a bunch of pages missing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Good for you. There's 18 Garner Andrews Show points redeemable in the gift shop.
Wonderbar.
Yeah. You can get yourself one of those giant novelty pencils for only 3,500 points, so you're well on your way.
Oh, it's a great start.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Hi, I was thinking of an even better name for your little invention there for the...
For talking on the phone, on the toilet. Brown Tooth.
Yeah, you should call it Poo Tooth.
Well, now that's just offensive.
Well, I thought, you know, blue, poo, it rhymes.
Yeah. it is funny, but I feel like I'm not allowed to laugh.
No, you should be. It is funny. People who talk in the bathroom, I mean, you flush the toilet and people are like, where are you?
Did you hear how we got onto this topic yesterday?
I kind of did, yes.
Yeah, that guy that at work, he works across the hallway at our other station, World FM. Not only did I hear him talking on his phone while he was in the bathroom yesterday morning, but quite often when I pull up in the parking lot here at like 4:30 in the morning, he's standing outside having a cigarette and talking on his cell phone. And I can't for the life of me figure out who people talk to on their cell phones at 4:30 in the morning. Who are you calling?
That one I don't know.
Gas to go. Sonic.
Can I comment on your brown tooth?
You know, it's an idea we had on the show yesterday. It's the brown tooth. It's for people that want to talk on the phone while they're sitting on the can.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering, like, you know, I don't know. I think it's appropriate when you're talking to your friends and all that, but I don't know, maybe some people, like, do you think it's appropriate when you talk on the phone on the can when you're on the phone with your mom?
No. No, I wouldn't talk to anyone when I'm on the can. Ever.
Why not?
That's me at my most pathetic, my weakest.
You know? I see, yes.
You know, I don't like the way I look when I'm sitting on the toilet. I don't.
It's not like nobody's watching you, you know.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that if you were my best buddy and you called me and you were sitting on the can, all I would be able to do is imagine what you look like sitting on the can, and then I'd have to go wash my eyes out with Comet.
You know? I might burn a little bit.
Yeah. So I think we should all just stop doing that. It's not okay.
It's not okay?
No, the dump and dial is not okay.
Alrighty, man.
Okay. Jeez.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.